Hello, my name is Terrell. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
Yes.
Okay. And what is your county?
Montgomery.
All
I want
right.
the site that is over here about east of off of McGee Road.
McGee Road. Hold on, I'm looking for it.
Okay.
Was there a certain name?
No, all I know is just that they were supposed to be giving it over there. And the numbers that coming up on my cell phone, I didn't recognize one of them. This one came up this morning. I was just wondering, was it them that I called? Like, we got it off of the television Saturday. And they're supposed to be, and the girl said it was filled out right then. She told me that she would call me. And they put a number on the TV for that. But it's on McGee Road at the old Montgomery Mall.
Okay, let me try to find that.
Okay.
I'm not seeing anything matching. No McGee Road testing sites.
At Montgomery Mall?
No, I'm not seeing any Montgomery Mall testing sites.
You not?
Mm-mm. We didn't have all the testing sites, but we just have most or few the few that's in your area. Most of them are American Family Care Clinics. And then there's the Baptist mm-hmm. Health Coronavirus Care Clinic. And there's a Health Services. And a Quest
Health
Diagnostic.
Service. Huh.
And then the Quest Diagnostics. And that's at Walmart at 6495 Atlanta Highway.
Where's the Health Service? You just wanted to say, where's the Health Services?
We have a few health services. There's one on 100 East Van Diver Boulevard.
Mm-mm.
And there's one on 2905 East South Boulevard.
East South Boulevard. Give me that. What that one say is?
That's, hold on. It says Health Services Gateway Family Health Center.
Gateway. Okay, now
so that's
down
probably
to where
near
I
the
live.
Gateway part.
Yeah, that's down to where I live.
Okay. Would you like this number?
Hey, Gateway Park. Okay.
Yeah, the health services. And that's 288-0009. And 334 is the area code.
Yeah, I know that. 1234 1234567. 288-0009.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thanks a lot, dear.
You're welcome as well. Did you need another?
Is another one anywhere close back toward by back to going to the West South Boulevard?
West South. There's one. There's a Baptist Health Coronavirus Care Clinic at 2936 MAR. Baptist Health Coronavirus Care Clinic, 2936 Marty Lane, MARTI, Marty Lane.
Uh-huh.
And that telephone number was 334-747-0150.
334-747-0150. Mhm.
Yeah, hopefully they can help.
That I'll call that one, but that wasn't the number. These were 1-800 numbers that they had. They put them on the TV Saturday.
And you were looking for. You were looking for the testing sites, right?
Uh huh.
Yeah.
So that's all that matters, because if they don't call, one phone number came up on my cell this morning, and that was a 1-311 number, and I didn't recognize it. So they tell you don't answer it if you don't recognize the number.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, so now you we might have to if you were expecting a call back.
Mm-hmm.
So we might
have
to.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Well, okay, I'm going to try this east out, this gateway here.
Yep, and good luck, too.
That's the 288009.
Yes, ma'am.
I ain't too fucked. My old man, he's 93 years old, and he does better than me. It's just it's that kind of from hard work that's kind of got him where he can't hardly stand too long. But he wants it. But I ain't too – I'm 68 years old. I've got a son, 38, and he's working on his doctorate degree, and that's a wonderful thing because at first I thought the child would never be nothing.
Yeah, that's awesome. It really is.
Yes, it is. And him and his fiance, she works for the state. She worked for the state board. She's over certificate certification, and he met her, and he just blooming like a rose. And she was typing up a paper for him yesterday. His advisor had called him and told him that he was behind in a couple of papers. He worked, and she got his done his work for him. And I said, that's wonderful. But I don't want to. And he had the virus. What he did, and she had it too, and she said that girl looked like her. She was dying. He said, I went to the health food store and I got as much as I could get to get to boil that stuff and steep it and give it to her. She said that stuff was so spicy and spicy, but he got her well.
What did he give her?
I don't know. He went to the health food store out here. It's a health food store.
Yeah.
No, and he said he got he know what stuff to give you. He know what he been going to those stores for years, and his name is Idris. And I said, Idris, how did you? And he said, Ma, I read on all that stuff, and I can tell you, he said, it's some stuff you can go to the health food store and get to drink it and keep yourself healthy.
Mm-hmm. That is true. I'm like that too, but we just can't give medical advice.
Yeah, he said the health food store have a lot of stuff. You'd be surprised at stuff in them health food store you can drink.
Yep, a lot of antivirals. There's a lot of antivirals.
It is, and she said that I went to the doctor because you know I couldn't go back to work until I went back to the doctor, and she said I don't even believe they gave her nothing. Anyway, he said he went in her room. He said that girl looked like, he said, her eyes were walling back up in her head, Ma. He said, I got out of there, and I went to the health food store, and she said, he got some of everything. She said, that stuff was so spicy. She said, I couldn't hardly drink it. He said, no, drink it hot. He said, but this stuff is too spicy. He said, you got to drink it. And she said, and I did. And she said, and in 2 days, she was up.
That's amazing right there.
Yeah,
he needs to bottle it and put it in a bottle.
That's right. He sure does, because he can tell you, Ma, this is what you need to do. You need to go and get, he can call all them different names for that stuff for you to drink. I said, Idris, I don't have that kind of money. That stuff is kind of expensive too now.
Yes.
So anyway, to say that, to let you go, to say this, is that he had it too. He had it, and he said, I just went on to the health food store, got me some stuff, and he said, I got well.
Yep.
He said,
yep.
He said,
that's what they'll tell you.
Huh?
And that's what the doctors will tell you. There's no cure for it, so you just have to basically build your immune system up.
Yeah. And one of my friend girls was saying the other day, she said, you can't drink in 3 months if you get that, if you take the shot. I said, well,
really?
I don't know about taking them shots because they may be giving black folks different shots than white folks.
yeah, that's what people will worry about.
I think about that syphilis, the syphilis test they gave them black folks years ago.
And the Tuskegee experiment, yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes,
right.
Sir. Everybody didn't get it, but most of them who did get it, them folks died.
Yeah, that was sad.
It was, but anyway, I'm debating whether I should take it. I don't go around no one. I don't go around. I teach Sunday school, and we don't have church anymore right now, so I don't even go anywhere. I go to the grocery store, put my mask on, and come back home. I don't go around people,
Yeah, it might be best to try to investigate and see what kind of vaccine you would like to take, too, before you take it.
I I am. That's what my son said. He said, y'all better find out what kind of vaccine y'all taking before y'all take that stuff. He said, you inject that stuff into your immune system, and he said, it just ain't no way around it if you don't recover from it. He said, folks have taken that shot and died.
Yeah, there's some adverse effects, I heard. Yeah, and people were dying, I heard.
Yeah,
you just have to make sure and be careful.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, thanks for talking to me.
Oh, no problem. It was a pleasure, too.
Thank you, here.
You're welcome, and thanks for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline, and have a good one.
Thank you, same to you. You be careful, too.
Thank you, I will.
Bye.
Bye-bye.